Blake and Eva wake up your family on Coast 93.1.
Hey, what's up? Good morning. It's 8:11. They've already experienced taking a selfie with Eva, which could be a ride at Universal. There would be no line for it. Zero line. No fast pass on that one. And by the way, I totally tricked Eva and got a listener who now has a priceless blackmail selfie of Eva. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But first, so a follow-up to the whole story about I ended up with a random bag of weed in my car at Whole Foods. I left my window down in my Jeep, went in to buy like some chicken, 10 or 15 minutes, and then I come back out, get in the car. Nothing was missing, but I had a random bag of weed sitting in my cup holder. And I was like, what the hell? Like, this isn't mine. Then I immediately go into panic mode, you know, because I'm such a goody two-shoes. Then I think, should I go bring it to the police officer who I see over there in the parking lot? Or what do I do with it? Eventually, I just kind of went, well, I don't want to drive away with it. I mean, it'd be different if it was like a big pothead or something, but I'm not. So I was like, I don't want this. And whoever wants it probably wants it back.
Right.
So I took it and threw it on the ground of the parking lot and drove away quickly. And after which, by the way, one of our listeners apparently went up and picked it up because I was telling the story, I don't know, a week or two ago, whenever it was. But we still never could figure it out. Was it someone who put it in the wrong car?
Right.
Like who had like
drug
bought
deal gone wrong?
Yeah. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, were they going to come after my Jeep? So then every time I go back to Whole Foods, I'm locking the whole thing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, can you watch my Jeep? I just got to go inside, get some chicken. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Okay.
Don't let anybody put pot in it.
Yeah. So then I get an email yesterday morning from a guy who says in the subject line of the email, I'm the pot guy. He says, just to give you a heads up, my brother and I are a couple local pot farmers, and we were at Whole Foods buying some hanging baskets.
That's
my favorite part of the email.
Because theirs are expensive.
Yeah. Well, because you know they got high and they thought, let's go get some food, and then we need some decorations too. Whole Foods. So he goes, after making our purchase, we sat in the parking lot to roll a couple doobies before heading on our way. I noticed I had 3 bags of pot in my truck, so I said, hey, give that guy one. His window's open. So they're sitting in their car next to mine, apparently, according to the email, and wing a bag of pot into my car. And they're like, hey, nice shot, man. Yeah, high five.
You know? They're probably thinking, he's a Jeep guy.
Three-pointer. Hey, Jeep guy. Must be a pothead. You know?
Put that in your commercials.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm like the most white bread Jeep person ever.
Right.
So then I get in the car. I freak out. I drop it. I peel out. And they apparently saw the whole thing happen, or at least my face when I got in the car and looked around like, oh, crap. Like, what? Whose is this? Are they coming after me?
Right.
Is there some
is
random
this a
guy?
Sting?
Is this a sting operation? Is that police officer not really manning the groceries? You know, he's it's pot. It's like practically illegal. Anyway, the guy says, we never went in your Jeep. We actually never touched your personal property. It was just a great toss from window to window.
Dude.
Your face was priceless. Signed, the pot fairies from Whole Foods. I love that. Right? Oh, my God. So I love you. Yeah, I don't know his name.
No.
His email address. Well, I don't want to give out his email address
it's
on the
funny.
Air.
I know.
But his email address, let me see. It's a K. Yeah, it says, I'm trying to figure out if I can do it without giving out the whole thing. His email address is Circle Whammo.
Yeah, he came up with that after trying out the farm material.
Right before they hung the baskets. Dude, get some pansies. Come on. So listen, we're in the studio yesterday. We're at our friend Amy and Sharon's house for the Blake and Eva Wake Up Your Family thing, and they just tried to take a selfie, and they're all going, okay, so how many more do we have to take for Eva? And she does this thing where she moves her head around quickly like it's a fashion shoot, and they need different poses. The problem is it's not a fashion shoot. It's just a selfie. So she moves her head, so everyone else is fine in the 42 pictures it takes. Everyone else is fine except for Eva, who looks like a scene out of The Sixth Sense with a blur because she's moved her head so many times, changing this, changing that, and then she goes, and then she does the thing where she shakes out her bangs. So there's shots of her going like this, right? Right? Is this not exactly what happens?
Yeah.
So that's the selfie experience. So this guy named Cody, he wanted to win Funtown tickets, which we have coming up in a second, by the way. And he was all excited that he won, and he wanted to take a picture. He came to pick up his tickets, and he said, oh, I want to go meet Blake and Eve and take a picture. And I was like, huh, you thought you did. So then he comes in, and it worked. I have the phone, and I'm trying to take a selfie. And Eve was going, you know, like, you think she's, like, tweaking out on something. You know what I mean? Like, she can't sit still. And, and then she does. And I said, Eve, smile like a normal person. And she goes, with her nose, chin out, you know, shoulder down, so she's all contorted. And then eventually it just got to a point where she was moving around so much, I just took video and rolled video for about 5 or 6 seconds and caught every one of her 14 poses in that 5 seconds. So now some guy named Cody has a perfectly blackmailable video of Eva in the selfie experience.
I know. I want to see that. It might cure me.
It might cure you?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, we need a fan.
Yeah. A good thing Eva lives in this time. Imagine if she lived back in the like early 1900s when they'd do the poof and then that was it. You got
right,
one
that
shot.
That was the one photo.
She probably wakes up in a cold sweat having nightmares about, right. You know, going back to the future.
Right.
Now she's sweating and they're opening the windows for her. Okay.